I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to The Dive, the podcast that says, who said business news needs to be all business? I'm your host, Sasha Kelly. Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the crypto exchange FTX, he was arrested last year, and earlier this month, he was convicted by a jury of his peers in New York. Plenty has been written and said about the disgraced so-called crypto king. In fact, we did an episode on it last month where I talked to Tracy from Crypto Curious. But we thought as his reign comes to an end, it's worth looking at the wash up and what next for crypto. It's Monday, the 13th of November, and today I want to know where to from here as crypto's dark chapter comes to a close. To talk about this today, I'm joined by the co-founder of Equity Mates, Bryce Leskey. Bryce, welcome to The Dive.
Great to be here, Sasha. Thank you.
So Bryce, I was going to say for those of us living under a rock, but the last time we did this episode, I actually put a poll up on Instagram and a surprising amount of people hadn't heard anything about Sam Bankman-Fried. So if you're one of those people, you're not alone. Bryce, can you get us up to speed with what happened with this trial for those who've just blissfully had their head in the sand?
Well, I can tell you, Sasha, that I imagine one day this is going to be made into a Netflix drama that is going to capture the attention of many people who are not aware of the story. So watch this space. And the reason is because Sam Bankman-Fried, the 31-year-old founder of FTX, which was at one stage one of the world's largest crypto exchanges, he was on trial for one of the biggest financial frauds in history.
From crypto king to criminal suspect, Sam Bankman-Fried's stunning fall has just gotten worse for him. This morning, federal authorities in New York are expected to unseal the indictment that led to his arrest Monday in the Bahamas.
And streaming services love to replay a financial fraud
how much
story.
We are obsessed with true crime. This is just like the perfect mix.
Exactly. So at one stage, Sam Bankman-Fried, or SBF as he's commonly referred to, he was worth $26 billion and was at the center of the financial world. He was crypto's golden boy. He was out there spending money, saving other crypto firms that were going bust. However, a year after FTX declared bankruptcy, prosecutors have made the case that he looted $8 billion from the exchange's customers. Now, SBF was charged with 2 counts of fraud and 5 counts of conspiracy. He did plead not guilty to all charges. So it has come crashing down.
And really quickly, because this all unfolded just last year, I just feel like the turnaround on this has been pretty swift.
My feeling is, and this is bringing in a bit of opinion
go
here,
for it.
But my feeling is that prosecutors want to make an example of Sam Bankman-Fried in an industry that is highly unregulated, where time and time again people are getting busted for doing the wrong thing. They want to make a statement for an example of what Sam has done.
Yeah. So what did the jury find?
So the 12-member jury in Manhattan Federal Court reached the verdict after just over 4 hours of deliberations.
That's not long at all. That's like
not long enough.
Walking in, passing a vote, having a little chit-chat, maybe a coffee, out you go.
It's pretty much going around the room going, yep, 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 yep. I agree. We're out of here. So it was a 4 to 6 week trial where he had, as we've spoken about before on The Dive, he had many of his accomplices turn against him and form part of the prosecution. As a result, after 4 hours of deliberations, the jury convicted Bankman-Fried on all 7 counts that he faced.
Sam Bankman-Fried, guilty on all 7 counts of fraud and conspiracy. The 31-year-old was accused of mismanaging customer funds stored in his crypto exchange, FTX, to enrich himself and his family. We're talking about potentially $10 billion in losses.
But what does he get for that? Biggest financial fraud of all time. You know, sometimes that's just a slap on the wrist when it comes to financial
you're right.
fraud.
There are instances where many big banks have come unstuck and all they've walked away with is a fine or two. But but Sam faces as much as 110 years in prison if Judge Lewis Kaplan gives his maximum sentences and consecutive terms. So he's scheduled to learn his sentence on March 28th, 2024, and we'll be watching very closely to see how this plays out. As I said, I feel like he's not going to get off lightly here.
Yeah, it's interesting because, as we said, a lot of the time it does turn into a slap on the wrist, but I think you're right. The sense is very much that he's wanting to be made an example of. But this isn't going to be the end as well for Bankman-Fried, is it?
Unfortunately not. So once he's sentenced, he's also set to go on trial again in March on a second set of charges brought by prosecutors earlier this year, including for alleged foreign bribery and bank fraud conspiracies.
Well, Bryce, I reckon you're 100% on the money. There's definitely going to be a 10-part Netflix series in the making here. But while we wait for that and also Sam Bankman's second trial and his sentencing, the question, of course, becomes what next for crypto? Because while this case has cast a dark cloud over the industry, crypto seems to be going from strength to strength. And just before we gone on mic, you did say that you have one regret about crypto. So let's turn to that after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Bankman-Fried was convicted of orchestrating a multi-billion dollar fraud on FTX customers. There's no doubt that the crypto industry cannot wait to move on and restore its reputation stained by several scandals and bankruptcies, including the implosion of the crypto exchange SBF founded.
Welcome back to The Dive. Today, we're talking about the wash-up from disgraced FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's guilty verdict. Bryce, you'd think that SBF's guilty verdict would cast a dark cloud over the industry. No one's going to touch it anymore. But the crypto king going to jail just doesn't slow this industry down.
It doesn't, Sasha. So let's start by looking at the price of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. The Bitcoin to USD price is up 32% in the past month. It's up over 130% in the past year and up 560% in the past 5 years.
560. I guess 5 years with COVID, it always, like, my timeline's always a bit warped, but we're looking at like 2018 there, really, aren't we?
Well, I mean, it started in 2018, but that was when it was back down at like 7,500 or whatever it was, and it's had two huge run-ups, and now we're in the midst of another one. So you did say I regret it. I did predict over on Equity Mates Investing Podcast at the start of the year that Bitcoin would double by the end of the year, which it has done. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I didn't put my money where my mouth is and buy Bitcoin, so I've missed that. But it's not only Bitcoin, Ethereum as well, the Ethereum to USD price is up 21% in the past month, 75% in the past year, and more than 1,000% in the past 5 years. So there is certainly no dark cloud hanging over the industry at the moment, with a lot of momentum coming back into crypto.
Yeah, but as you said, dark cloud isn't just in the price. Like, that's not the only thing that we look at. It's actually the whole community as well.
Yeah, well, there are other signs that crypto is certainly recovering. Google searches for buy Bitcoin have surged worldwide amid a major crypto rally, with searches in the UK growing by more than 826% in the last week. Yes. Crypto.com reported recently it experienced the highest influx of Bitcoin since FTX's collapse, with the volume reaching around 50 million. And Wall Street investment bank Morgan Stanley released a report stating the crypto winter is over and we'll see a new bull run next year. Now, this is not surprising. We all know that crypto goes in cycles and we're about to come into its halving, Bitcoin's halving. But it's one of those asset classes where things get on a roll, it really starts to get going.
Yeah, and so if you're listening to us saying, what the hell is the halvening, then I'm not going to even try to explain it to you. Go and have a listen to our sister podcast, Crypto Curious. They do a much better job of explaining all the crypto jargon there.
Yes.
And I think, you know, we do have to say that there's still a big watch out. Like, crypto's still the Wild West, plenty of cowboys, because In the same week that Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty on all charges, American regulators arrested three top executives of cryptocurrency SafeMoon. I mean, talk about an oxymoron of a title. Safe in the moon.
Well, SafeMoon was a meme coin that rolled out in March 2021 at the height of the previous bull market.
Okay.
SafeMoon CEO Johnny Carney and CTO Thomas Smith have been arrested, along with creator Kyle Nagy, who is still at large. The three execs face charges from both the DOJ and SEC.
I know it's not
They're
funny.
They're running around out there, Sasha. They're running
just
around
the
out there.
Of being like, you know, crypto a criminal exec. On the run from crypto. It is pretty entertaining.
Oh, goodness. All three were charged by the DOJ with conspiracy to commit securities fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracy. An example given by the DOJ says Smith diverted crypto tokens to buy himself a Porsche 911.
Nice.
At the same time, the SEC accused all three of perpetuating a massive fraudulent scheme through the unregistered sale of the crypto asset security. Mm. So with regulations still, you know, not catching up with the industry, this sort of stuff seems like it's always going to be part of the industry until, you know, regulators can actually get on top of things.
Yeah, and I've got to say the last episode we did on SPF, Tracy did talk a little bit about how this is going to influence Australia's attempts to regulate at least. And I've got to give another shout out to them on their Instagram, Crypto Curious. They've started a new series called Dobbin a Degen, and they're getting people to ring up with their worst crypto investment stories. And so if you do want like a little bit of a taste of medicine, it is pretty entertaining to hear what some people are doing with their money. But Bryce, let's leave it there for today. Thanks again for joining us on The Dive. Are you surprised? I'm going to pop a poll in the Spotify player. Tell us how long you think SPF is going to go to jail for. Really curious to hear your thoughts on that. And while you're there, give us a 5-star review. It helps us get in front of new listeners. Bryce, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Sasha.
I'm going to be back in your feeds on Wednesday. You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.